This is my favourite spot on the river. Listen. All you can hear is bird song and the sound of running water, yet we are so close to the city centre. Across the footbridge and up the steep steps, you can access the Scottish Gallery of Modern Art. It's open daily. The gallery's influence has spread to the river at this point, with a number of works of art and memorials along the wall. Most obviously, the statue by Anthony Gormley standing in the pool at the back of the weir. The Hoch, or meadowland, next to the river at this point is managed by the Water of Leith Conservation Trust and has recently been the focus of a volunteer effort to improve it for wildlife. Hundreds of wildflowers have been planted and a meadow cutting regime put in place. What wildflowers can you spot? In summer, look out for oxeye daisy, St John's wort, meadow cranesbill, yarrow and the tall purple bellflowers. The weir and Lade Cottage across the water marks the beginning of the Bell's Mill complex, one of the oldest milling sites on the river, dating from the 11th century. The pool above the larger bleak weir is ominously known as the Cauldron. The Lade still flows into the land to the north of the river, now home to the Edinburgh Sports Club and a modern housing development. Only the mill owner's house and the granary survive, and today they form part of the hotel you will pass as you continue downstream. Bell's Mills was one of the last mills to operate under the power of water and was owned by the Walker family. In 1972, it was grinding wood flour to make linoleum when it exploded in spectacular fashion, destroying the mill and injuring many of the mill workers, including Lawrence Walker, the owner. The next audio point is near the footbridge in Dean Village.